Thanks to lobbyists and the politicians who welcome them, there are few issues more contentious than climate change, despite the fact that scientists almost universally agree that the world is warming and human-produced carbon emissions are the primary cause. 84 years ago, before the cloud of disinformation polluted the field of discourse, an engineer and amateur climatologist published a paper in the Quarterly Journal of the Royal Meteorological Society entitled "The Artificial Production of Carbon Dioxide and Its Influence on Temperature." The author was Guy Callender, a second-generation British combustion and steam engineer who strayed out of his field to discover and name the most significant phenomenon that human society will likely ever face. So far, solutions to how the world will manage this challenge at the scale required have been elusive. Interestingly enough, another engineer has strayed from his field of expertise and trained himself in the field of economics to develop and propose just such a scalable solution. Dr. Delton Chen is a civil engineer and geohydrologist who stepped away from his career in 2013 to grapple with the huge question of climate disruption. The result is a policy idea called the Global Carbon Reward. It proposes to add a complementary economic system to our classically growth-oriented economy that would incentivize carbon mitigation through rewarding certifiable actions that sequester or remove carbon from the ecosystem. Dr. Chen bases his ideas on natural systems, and he achieves a synthesis of biomimicry and monetary policy to effect a solution that could initiate the intense global cooperation required. I want to thank Joshua Prieto of the Seeds of Tao podcast series for segments used in this interview related to what Dr. Chen calls a living systems economy. My show notes contain a link to that original interview. Now, let's meet Dr. Chen to get a sense of how his journey into the global carbon reward began.
This is really a story about me personally, because I wasn't asked to do this. We could begin with my childhood, if you like, but I would just simply say I've always had a feeling that something is wrong in the way that humanity relates to nature and the environment. Since I have training in engineering, I also didn't want to take simply a reactionary response. I wanted to try and find some solutions that were deeper. And keeping in mind that much of my professional career was involved with mining, in the mining sector and resources, and that's not exactly sustainable. But I don't mean to sort of belittle that sector of the economy. It provides our energy. But I did make a conscious decision to get involved in projects that would be good for the climate. And so in 2007, I changed my career direction and joined a company that was developing a major geothermal project in Australia, in Central Australia. And that was probably the first conscious step I took towards working here. But after that project collapsed, I then went back to doing what I normally do. And in 2013, I had a personal life-changing moment, which allowed me to leave the work environment. And I traveled overseas. I traveled around the world. And I took that opportunity to begin thinking about a monetary solution to the financial problem of mitigating climate change. And to explain where it began, I really began with a hunch in 2013 that we could innovate a new currency to provide the scalable finance we need to pay people to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions, which is quite a radical departure from the conventional idea of taxes, cap and trade, fee and dividend. So from a personal perspective, it was happening when I was traveling to Eastern Europe. I went to a conference in Istanbul that was hosted by Al Gore, Climate Reality. That was in 2013, I believe. And after that conference, I realized that I wasn't going to do something marginal or incremental. I wanted to do something major and use my knowledge and education. Festering in my mind was this idea of value. What does value mean at a most fundamental level? And the hunch that we could develop a currency, which is a pretty strange hunch, if you got to admit. And after traveling in Eastern Europe, I went to Central America, and I decided to use that time to sit down and try and figure out some kind of policy. And this is the first epiphany I had, if you want to call it that, or insight. It didn't take me long to figure out that you could actually fund climate mitigation without applying any taxation. And it would occur simply by transferring value from existing currencies into a new stateless reward slash currency. So we create a new policy with different political dynamics. And I felt that this was important. I felt that it had potential to be useful. But what I didn't see in the literature was an explanation for this, and there weren't any policies of this type. So from 2013 onwards, I just got addicted to looking at this problem, asking people questions, figuring out the details. And around 2017, I really reached another major philosophical realization that what I was dealing with actually was a well-defined problem. And the problem is that we have two major objectives. One is managing the efficiency of the economy, and the other is managing the risks of climate change.
I want to take a moment to reintroduce the show. If you've just tuned in, this is KSQD Santa Cruz. I'm Christine Barrington for Talk of the Bay, and you are listening to Dr. Delton Chen about his journey to develop an economic policy innovation to address climate mitigation challenges. He calls it the Global Carbon Reward. While it is a monetary policy based on global currency exchanges, it has a deep philosophical underpinning. So let's return to Dr. Chen to hear more about the natural logic behind the global carbon reward.
In the conventional economic philosophy, economists